Chapter 12. A Stuffed Animal. There was a lovely park near Lena and Robert's house. It was very beautiful, and Lena loved to walk there. Sometimes she even went there for a walk before working in the morning. Once in winter, she found there a frozen squirrel. Lena decided to give it to a friend. He made stuffed animals for a museum. Lena wanted him to make a stuffed squirrel. She took the squirrel home and put it into a box from a cake. Then she prepared herself quickly and left for work. A few hours later, Robert called Lena. He was on a business trip and came back home only in the afternoon. How are you feeling? He asked Lena by phone. Excellent. And what's the matter? Lena answered. Why did you ask that? I guess you work too much lately, Robert replied. I thought that you need some rest. I'm all right, dear, Lena replied. Maybe you were at the party yesterday? Robert asked. No. I was at home, I told you, Lena said. Why do you ask such strange questions? Still, you better come home right now, Robert insisted. It seemed to me that something bad happened to you. I told you that everything is fine, Lena explained. She began to lose her temper, but Robert kept on insisting. He thought that she had to come home right at that time. Lena got angry at first, but then she realized that Robert had a very strange voice. Lena began to worry and decided to go home earlier. As soon as she entered the hall, she realized why Robert was so worried. When a squirrel jumped out of the door, Lena realized what had happened. It turned out that the squirrel was alive. It was just very cold. But when Lena brought it into the house, it came to life with the warmth. It found a pile of pancakes on the table which Lena had baked for Robert, and the squirrel hung all these pancakes to dry around the house. It did it just like it hung mushrooms on the tree branches. Now, the pancakes were hanging everywhere, on the sofa, on the rack in the hall, on the chairs. When Robert came home, the squirrel became frightened and hid. Robert saw that everything in the house was covered with pancakes. And there was a note on the table from Lena. Honey, this is for you.